Well, residents on Haida Gwaii are grieving after the death of a Skidigit man. Godfrey Williams, who was a Skidigit band counselor, died of a heart attack last week. Healthcare providers say he would have lived if Haida Gwaii had better ambulance service. In a letter, Dr. Tracy Morton calls this case a serious example of ambulance staffing shortfalls. Linda Lupini is a spokesperson for BC Ambulance.
It's a tragic situation, and it's not something we feel very good about. But we are working very hard right now, and we will continue to work hard with the Haida Gwaii community and other remote communities to deal with some of the very real challenges of providing emergency medical services there.
That's Linda Lupini with BC Ambulance, and we'll be talking to her in the next half hour of Daybreak. But for her take, I'm joined now by Carl Kalesha, the mayor of the village of Queen Charlotte. She's on the line with me this morning. Mayor Kalesha, good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
So, Give me your understanding of what happened.
Well, I will. I need to say that we have requested that we get a detailed report on exactly what happened from BC Ambulance, and I have not received that yet. I have spoken to Ms. Lupini, and I do hope that we get better cooperation as time goes on and better information, because at other times when there's been an incident, though not as severe as this, or as tragic as this, we have not been able to get that information. We don't know what happened.
Well, in the case of a cardiac arrest, I mean, it is a fairly serious medical event to happen to any person. And certainly when that happens, an individual can die regardless of what type of medical assistance is available to them. So in this instance, why do you feel BC Ambulance Service should be held to account here?
Well, of course, you're right. No one knows 100% what the outcome could be. But we have, since for years, been writing BC Ambulance, seeing the Minister of Health, saying, talking to people that we don't have an ambulance service. The ambulance service is run by volunteers. Mm-hmm. They get $2 an hour to be on standby. A person cannot live on that wage, and so people take other jobs. That means daytime service is virtually non-existent. And in fact, that's what happened. There was no one on Queen Charlotte's side, or there was maybe one person, they need two for the ambulance, that was available to be on call. When that happens, they then forward an ambulance from another community. That leaves that other community without an ambulance. Mm. And the other community has been our friends in Sandspit, which is a drive down a winding highway to BC Ferries, another favorite subject, that hopefully is nearby so they can and have enough hours left in what they're allowed to operate to take that ambulance across our great divide between Sandspit and Queen Charlotte and bring the ambulance over. We've been more and more dependent on the Sandspit ambulance because they are, in this period of time, able to staff it. So that ambulance came across, getting the message it was for Queen Charlotte because it's the Queen Charlotte Ambulance Service. Mm-hmm. And that's where they went looking for the address until they realized there was, that street didn't exist in Queen Charlotte, and then they turned around and went to Skidigit, which is where the family was waiting.
So this was, I guess, in many respects, a logistical nightmare as much as anything else, as in addition to a medical one.
Well, I mean, this is just a major tragedy. But there, you cannot supply a service like this from a distant community. So it's one thing to use Sandspit's ambulance service for transportation to and from the airport to take people on medevacs out. But it's a whole other thing to have an emergent incident and think that Sandspit is going to take an hour to get here, is going to work. Or Port Clements, which is a 40-minute drive away, and you haven't got your ambulance people together, and they sometimes have to find a person from another community in order to fill their ambulance. It's totally unacceptable.
What would you like to see happen as it relates to the issue of staffing?
Well, I think that we all deserve to have a paramedic put in place here on a full-time basis while a discussion evolves on what can we do for rural BC. much of the ambulance service is the idea of what how it works in urban areas. But in urban areas, it's a totally different situation. They have more opportunity for training. They have more incidents to respond to get the experience. They get that $2 an hour. I don't think they get that. They actually get paid. And even if they didn't, they would have more incidents to actually get paid for.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to, you know, we need to look at a living wage that will make it possible for people to volunteer to do this. And in the meantime, just send us someone to get us through this horrible period, which we virtually have nobody there.
How often do you hear about incidents like this where you've felt that if there was more staffing or if the people who were staffed to be, quote-unquote, volunteering or on staff, on call on a volunteer basis, how often do you hear these incidents happening, which leads you to believe that this is something that needs to happen and happen soon?
Well, we did manage to get our hands on the schedule. And actually, BC Ambulance staff are not allowed to send it to us. So by hook or by crook, we got it for the next 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, Friday, we have daytime coverage. Other than that, we don't. So anything that happens during this period of time, we won't be able to have an ambulance during the day unless there's people that are willing to not go to work or put their name up for all 7 days.
Well, it's kind of interesting. When you look at the schedule, it almost says no ambulance from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. most days this week, except Friday, as you mentioned. So the message almost seems to be, if you're going to have an emergency, you better not do it during these hours.
That's right.
I wonder, though, I guess my question earlier was, I mean, how many of these incidents have you seen, say, over the last year, which has led you to believe we need this type of coverage in terms of staffing on a more regular and perhaps a more incentivized basis?
Well, off the top of my head, I can remember a logger who waited 47 minutes for the ambulance after his helicopter landed a couple of kilometers from the hospital, and he had to wait there because we had no ambulance from Queen Charlotte's hospital to get him to the hospital. Fortunately for him, it was not as much of an emergency. I remember a woman, an elderly woman, who fell. And I'm not certain of the outcome, but I believe she had fractured hips. And same thing, there was no ambulance. But people were waiting, thinking there was an ambulance. And so they saw the signs that ambulance who happened to be over here for something else and waved them down, and then they were able to take her to the hospital.
Mayor Kalesha, you've written BC Ambulance Service, as well as the Ministry of Health and the Provincial Health Authority on this issue. What, if any, responses have you had?
Well, BC Ambulance did try to intensify recruitment and training. And we have had some people get some basic level ambulance training, and there's, I believe, more that are waiting to do so. Unfortunately, if they get them enough training, they either leave for other jobs, or it is what it is right now. They still can't work days on $2 an hour. They're just there if they have a position they can fill on the weekends or evening.
What would be the likelihood of getting perhaps employers to cooperate? So if a person is, say, at work and is still on call as an ambulance driver, that they could drop what they're doing at work and head and deal with a medical emergency?
I guess it depends on the job.
Yeah.
You know, so in some places, like that has worked. In the past, we had logging companies. They the training was pretty intense training. Developing full-time paramedics, and they did do a great job for us. But forestry isn't what it used to be, and I think that is what everyone has to understand. The economy has changed, and what worked in the past just doesn't work anymore.